From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama took a break from a family holiday in Chicago to call the latest failure to stop the Gulf of Mexico oil leak as enraging as it is heartbreaking. BP has been trying to plug the oil leak in the Gulf of Mexico with mud and cement, but BP Chief Operating Officer Doug Suttles acknowledges that it hasn't worked.
I can say we've tried, but what I can also say is that this scares everybody, the fact that we can't make this well stop flowing, or we haven't succeeded in that so far.
BP is now moving forward with a new plan, which involves cutting off the damaged pipe the oil is gushing through and capping it with a containment valve. But Coast Guard Rear Admiral Mary Landry says the only solution that seems the most reliable is still at least 2 months away.
The real solution, the end state, is a relief well. It has never been top kill or BOP. I mean, it's a relief well is what we really need to get to.
Government estimates say the spill of between 18 million and 40 million gallons exceeds the 1989 Exxon Valdez disaster. The Central American nation of Guatemala has declared a state of emergency after being slammed by the first named storm of the Pacific hurricane season. The storm, Tropical Storm Agatha, has triggered mudslides that has cut off roads and buried homes. At least a dozen people are dead, but the toll is expected to rise. Thousands of people are in shelters. Agatha's remnants are still dumping heavy rain on Guatemala and southern Mexico. The White House is praising Malawi's president for pardoning a couple sentenced to hard labor for violating the African nation's anti-homosexuality laws. But NPR's Allison Keyes reports the African leader does not support his own decision.
Malawi's president, Bingu wa Mutharika, says he pardoned the gay couple on humanitarian grounds, but he says the men, quote, committed a crime against our culture, our religion, and our laws. Mutharika met with the UN Secretary General before ordering the release of the men, who were sentenced to 14 years in prison earlier this month after being found guilty of unnatural acts and gross indecency. The Secretary General, Ban Ki-moon, urged Malawi's National Assembly to reform what he called outdated laws that discriminated against homosexuality. The White House says in a statement it is pleased to hear about President Mutharika's pardon, and it hopes the pardon marks the beginning of what it calls a new dialogue that reflects the country's history of tolerance. Allison Keyes, NPR News, Washington.
A two-day summit between China, South Korea, and Japan has wrapped up, with China giving no clear indication that it is ready to rebuke North Korea. But Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao says avoiding conflict between the Koreas over the sinking of a South Korean warship is the most urgent goal. South Korea and Japan are united in their belief that the attack on the South Korean ship 2 months ago was carried out by a North Korean submarine. This is NPR News. Parliamentary election results in the Czech Republic suggest the biggest political upheaval in that country since the fall of communism in 1989. Bruce Konweiser has more from Prague.
Every party that was in parliament lost votes from the last election cycle 4 years ago. Most of those losses were substantial, and it didn't matter if you were on the left or the right of the political divide. Political analyst Jiří Pehe says voters were hungry for change.
People are simply unhappy with the state of politics in the Czech Republic, and that's why they are opting for new parties, thinking that if they replace the old parties, Czech politics will improve.
Indeed, two new parties were the big winners in this election. The top 09 party, which didn't exist a year ago, raked in nearly 17% for a strong third-place finish. The Public Affairs Party was strictly a local party until they recruited a once-popular TV journalist. They finished fifth with almost 11% of the vote. Those two right-of-center parties are all but assured of being junior members of a governing coalition. For NPR News, I'm Bruce Konweiser in Prague.
The Chicago Blackhawks outlasted the Philadelphia Flyers in the opener of hockey's Stanley Cup Finals last night. It was a wild, high-scoring game. The lead changed five times before Blackhawk right wing Tomas Kopecky scored the game-winning goal.
Obviously, the Stanley Cup Finals, lots of players play for a long time and they don't even get there. So, it's exciting time of the year, and you just got to live in the moment, enjoy it and work hard.
Game two is Monday night in Chicago. It'll be the Los Angeles Lakers against the Boston Celtics in the NBA Finals. The Lakers made it by winning the Western Conference Final in six games by beating Phoenix 111 to 103 last night. This is NPR News.